And I say this, and I know that this part's going to get your blood pressure going, Joe. In addition to being a Browns fan, I'm also a Dolphins fan.
No. Wait, hold on a minute. Ira, did you hear this nonsense?
Yeah.
How can you be a Browns and Dolphins? I'm almost ready to hang up.
Yeah, well,
you can't be a Browns and Dolphins fan. You're either a Browns fan or you're a Dolphins fan. What is it? What are you talking about?
As a young, bespeckled football fan, Bob Greasy, who also had glasses, kind of a role model.
Ira, are you jumping in on this side? Are you listening to this guy? This sacrilegious guy saying it?
I mean, Joe actually hung up on a caller last week because he was giving Joe a hard time, and he said he was a Dolphins. I think he started as a Yankee fan.
Yeah, well, he was giving me a hard time, you know, yeah. And he was a Yankee fan. And then he hit me with, he was like being arrogant, like killing me a little bit. And then he's telling me what a Yankee fan he is, and he said he was a Dolphin fan too, because I figured he was a Giant fan. I said, "No, what are you, a Giant fan?" He goes, "No, I'm a Dolphin fan." I'm like, "Okay, that's it, gone."
That was it. Joe cut him right off. He was off.
Now you can't be a. So in other words, so let me get this right now. Let me see if I got this deal. Where are you from?
Eventually.
You from Cleveland?
Yeah, lifelong.
You're lifelong from Cleveland. So you grew up watching the championship Dolphin teams in the 70s, 72, 73, right? Zonka, Warfield, Larry Little, Kuchenberg, kicking on and on and on, right? No name defense, am I right?
A little before my time, but late 70s, I'd say like I had awareness probably from like 77, 78 on. And like I said, it's as simple as that. Bob Greasy was the one pro athlete that had glasses. I was the four-eyed little kid. I saw a guy that could make it happen with glasses. You start to identify. And much like I became a Wings fan because of Stevie Y, I became a Dolphins fan because of Bob Greasy.
And listening to him doing commentary hasn't stopped you from that.
Yeah, but
and how can you... So in other words, let me get this straight. Now, who's the Dolphin? Rick is the Dolphin fan,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think, Ryan, you're just a straight-up Browns fan, right, Ryan?
All right. So
I'm a Cleveland homer in every sport except hockey,
here.
And that's where
so
I'm
the
a Ranger fan.
The bottom line here is that Ryan, who is a legitimate Browns fan, right? Am I right, Ryan?
Yes, yeah. I am.
How old are you, Ryan?
I'm 28.
28. So let's see. 28, so what is it? It's 09, so that's, let's see, 89, 81.
I was born during the cardiac kids.
Yeah.
You were born in 81.
80.
You were born in 80, so you still were a little too young, you know, to suffer through the drive.
No. I remember that.
To suffer through Ernest Biner.
My dad's a Steelers fan, so believe me.
To remember the Cleveland Jet debacle in the playoffs.
Yeah, but he's only 6 years old.
Right. Believe my dad's a Steelers fan, so anything that's bad that's happened to the Browns, I know it.
Ryan, you remember that game? You remember the Jet Brown playoff game in 86, January 87?
Yeah,
because everybody won't burn the tape of it, I do.
Double overtime?
Yeah,
because people won't burn tapes.
Yeah, we remember that. That was a great game for Clevelanders. But anyways, my original point.
By the way, the Browns got basically the same thing happened to them the following week. I just want to point that out.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we can't feel too good about it because of that. Yeah, the same thing happened.
I have nothing against the Browns because I go way. You know, I go back to watching. You know, Jimmy Brown and Dr. Frank Ryan, and when Warfield was on the Browns, and Gary Collins, and you know, Galen Fisk, and Bernie Parrish, and. You know, you go on and on. With Bill Glass at defensive end when they had Dick Modjeleski after he came over from the Giants. Erich Bonds after he came over from the Giants.
Going
through to Bill Nelson. And I remember the first Monday night game in 70 in Cleveland. Remember that? Remember that wonderful game?
That's right. Name it through the interception.
Yep.
And what a disaster. Bill Nelson, 31-21, the beginning. Little did we know, I had a suffering was just beginning.
That was coming, what, a year after the Super Bowl, Joe. Yep.
Right, and after they lost the playoff game in 69 to the Chiefs. So, yep. I mean, but I go way back with the Browns, so I understand. I was actually alive, what was I, 11 when you guys won the championship the last time.
Right, I love cross-sport analogies, Joe. We're basically the Toronto Maple Leafs of the NFL. We're a legacy franchise. We just haven't done anything since the 60s. That's basically us. My original
And you,
point
and you
the,
got your team taken away from you, and you had Belichick as your coach.
that's
got to hurt even more.
Right, exactly.
Now he's the greatest coach of all time.
Yeah, he is. But my original point
I'm sorry,
on
but
the
I
Dolphins,
have to laugh a little. You know, maybe I actually got it worse than we, though. How about that?
Maybe.
I think they might. They just might. It'll be interesting this week when Favre goes in there, and he's facing about seven ex-Jets in the defense.
Right. And my original point on the Dolphins here was
so again, you really are a Dolphin fan, Rick, right?
Let's go.
So Ryan, would you confirm being the legitimate Browns fan that that Rick is really a Dolphin fan? Is that fair to say?
They're my 1A.
If I have to go by what he's wearing right now, I'm really hoping he likes some team in South Florida.
So Ryan, tell me this. Browns are playing the Dolphins. He's rooting for Miami, right?
Nah, I'm rooting for the Browns.
I'm guessing he's rooting for a tie.
Dolphins are my 1A.
You know he's not sitting in the dog pound with a Dolphin jersey, that's for sure.
No, I know better.
Well, wait a minute. Here's a question. All right, now. The Dolphins are playing the Browns for the AFC Championship. All right? Here the Browns, never been to a Super Bowl. Here the Dolphins haven't won one since 1973, you know, the 74 Super Bowl, okay? All right? You guys haven't been to one since Marino in 84, all right? So now here's this game, the Dolphins and the Browns, AFC title game. Who are you rooting for?
I said it 5 minutes ago. The Browns. Dolphins are my 1A. Browns are my 1. I grew up here. Dolphins are – people are allowed to have a 1A. People are allowed to have a 2A.
No. You can't have
Joe,
a 1A.
Joe, you got to understand.
Ryan, do you have a 1A?
You have to in Cleveland.
Yeah.
If you're rooting for Cleveland teams, you have to have a 1A.
Ira, get in on this. Let me tell you something right now. Ira and I have not seen a Super Bowl for over 40 years now. We got our moment, January 12, 1969.
You guys don't have a 1A?
We've suffered since that point as much as the Browns have. But that doesn't mean that we're, you know, our 1A team is the Giants.
But the problem is we don't even get to the championship games.
Listen, I have one team. It's the Jets. That's it.
That's it. There is no other. That's it. There's nothing else but.
Right.
And, Rick, you're going to have it next year. You know, next year.
You know, it's not like changing wives, guys. You know what I mean?
That's right. And next year the Browns division plays the AFC East. So you will have the Dolphins. I don't know if it's a home or away.
Rick, aren't you glad you have me on tonight? Well, you feel, you, are you okay? You feel all right?